6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state law means Coloradans who get arrested at the start of a weekend will no longer have to wait until Monday to get a bond hearing. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it also requires sheriffs to ensure people are released within 6 hours of posting bond.
The law takes effect in September. It says everyone arrested must have a hearing, in person or virtually, within 48 hours of being taken to jail. To help make that possible, the state is creating a new position, bond hearing officer, who can conduct hearings remotely anywhere in the state. Many district attorneys fought the policy change. It doesn't come with any money for them to hire additional staff, so they warn that in smaller jurisdictions, prosecutors will have to work weekends without additional pay. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Two new laws will change how Colorado handles juveniles in the criminal justice system. One exempts juveniles from paying a wide range of fees stemming from their cases and voids any outstanding court-related debts. Some of the money collected from those fees went to victims' compensation funds. Now that money will come from marijuana tax revenues. A different new law will reduce the number of juvenile detention beds by a third and require the state to look for alternatives to locking up young people. A fish native to the Colorado River might no longer be considered endangered. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to reclassify the razorback sucker as threatened. The fish received protections under the Endangered Species Act in 1991 after the construction of dams reduced the species range to 25% of what it once was. Decades of conservation actions have improved population numbers, but some environmental groups don't want the fish reclassified. The Center for Biological Diversity is concerned that reduced river flows caused by climate change-driven drought will hurt the species' ability to recover. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny and getting hotter across Colorado today and for the next couple of days. Denver has highs in the 90s, Grand Junction hitting 100 this afternoon, and even hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.